Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the reading we heard from 1 John, especially verse 14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. I'd like to start by wishing you a happy Dorcas Day. It's probably the only place you're going to hear that. The Hallmark website had no Dorcas Day cards that I could find. But what isn't even mentioned in the rest of the world is being celebrated in our worship today. We celebrate the faithful women, including Lydia and Phoebe, but especially Dorcas. If you translate the Aramaic name Tabitha into Greek, it's Dorcas. If you translate Dorcas into English, it's gazelle. If you pronounce gazelle in German, it's gazella. I mention that only because God has made these faithful women to be models for us. And when most people think of models, they may have a different gazella in mind. Gazella Bündchen is the world's most highest paid supermodel. God's supermodel, Gazella of Acts chapter 9, was known for making tunics and other garments, not so much for wearing them. Millions follow the diet and exercise programs of Gazella Bündchen, but we are to follow the good works and acts of charity of God's supermodel, Dorcas. Well, if we were to follow the example of Dorcas, what would we do? Sew tunics and togas? No, we're not going to look so much at what Dorcas did for God, but what God did for Dorcas, and how God continues to do all of those things in us. The most notable thing, perhaps, of Dorcas' story is that she died and was raised to life again. Displaying garments is good. Displaying acts of love is great. But dying and being raised to life is greater still. Now, it seems that that may not happen to us. But we know that there is a way that we do die, in a way that we are raised back to life every day. So our theme is this, that God raises disciples from death to life so that the garment of God's love is displayed. Well, in our text from 1 John, the garment of God's love is commanded to be displayed. It's been that way, as it said, from the very beginning, the command, love one another. But before we look at the super good model of Dorcas, the text takes us to the super bad model of Cain. Cain killed his brother Abel because Cain's deeds were evil and Abel's deeds were righteous. Cain hated that because it made the difference between him and his brother so very, very clear. So he killed his brother. But really, both brothers were now dead because our text said, whoever does not love abides in death. Cain's failure to love made him dead where he stood. Cain couldn't bring Abel back from death, and Cain couldn't bring himself back from that death either. Well, compare that to the love displayed in the life of Dorcas. After a life of goodness and love, her body was washed and placed in an upper room, and the mourners showed the tunics and the garments that she had made. But what about us? We still have that command from the beginning to love one another. But how can we do that when we're so much like Cain? I learned a new word in a sermon study that I read last week. When we're like Cain, it said we're Cainic. But though we are Cainic, God still commands us to be like Dorcas. I guess that would be Dorkic. Cain hated his Dorkic brother, and the world hates Dorkic people today. But we really don't want to be hated by the world, so we sort of go along with the world and live our lives in a way that isn't so different from the world. We covet, we hate, we kill, if not with our hands, certainly with our hearts. And we make tunics and togas, but we can't bring ourselves back from this body of death. How can we keep the law of love? How will the garment of God's love be displayed on us? Well, if we go back to Dorcas, we see that Peter was nearby and was summoned to her funeral. And when Peter prayed, God answered his prayer in a very miraculous way. It was probably the shortest funeral sermon ever. One word, arise, and Dorcas did just that. This was not because of her love, but because of the love from our text, which says, by this we know love, that he laid down his life. Jesus laid down his life for Dorcas and for us, and Jesus took his life up again in the resurrection and then raised Dorcas up with him, literally. She passed out of death into life. Now, in most cases, this passing from death into life is conversion, being brought from the death of unbelief to the life of faith in Christ. But what follows? What about we who believe? Jesus laid down his life for us and lays down our life with his. In a Romans 6 sense, through the power of the word, God unites us with our Lord Jesus Christ in his death, and he also unites us with Christ in his resurrection. That's how God raises disciples from death to life, so that the garment of God's love is displayed. Though we don't see this quite as dramatically as in the case of Dorcas, who became physically sick and funereally dead, and whose body was washed and put in an upper room, we believe that it is still very true for us. God gives us faith to see the daily dying and rising that goes with a cleansed child of God. They washed Dorcas, God washes us. And what is the significance of God's washing us? It signifies that the old Adam in us, the old Cain as well, should be drowned by daily contrition and repentance, and that a new person, a Dorcas, should come forth, should arise at God's command and walk in newness of life. And it really is God's command, God's word, that both raises us to this life of faith and raises us to daily walk in faith. As we read in John 5:24, truly I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Almost everyone thinks of going from life to death. God takes us from this body of death to eternal life in heaven. God takes us from daily death through repentance to daily life following forgiveness. That's the Dorcic life. That's what we see in our scriptural supermodel. God's faithful woman was on display, and God still raises disciples from death to life. So those garments, that garment of God's love, that garment of Christ's righteousness is still displayed. So the celebration of faithful women really isn't about tunics and togas. Gazelle made garments for God, but God made a garment of Christ's righteousness for Gazelle. Her tunics were ongoing examples of her work and her love, but she became a living example of God's work and God's love. There'll always be a huge desire for Gazella, the supermodel highly paid by the world. But God makes us into his Gazella, the supermodel highly regarded by God. God calls us to faith, to abide in Christ, to abide in love. And you, the sheep of God's hand, are his gazelles today, raised from death to life, so the garment of God's love is displayed in you. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.